How to stay on the same page. Lisa Brady, Fox News. In a trio of summits today, U.S. and NATO allies are pledging continued support for Ukraine while hitting Russia with more sanctions. President Biden says NATO has never been more united and that Russia's president didn't think they could maintain this level of cohesion. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, President Biden told reporters after his NATO meeting in Belgium that the U.S. intends to play a major role in Ukraine's resistance, from providing arms to sending humanitarian aid. And for those seeking an escape,
we've also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
The president, in a forceful tone, rebutted talk that sanctions weren't effective on Russia. He says it's not placing sanctions.
The maintenance of sanctions, increasing the pain,
which he said could last through the end of the year, Lisa.
Well, Grinnell, Russia's foreign ministry says by sending arms, the West has encouraged Ukraine to use violence against pro-Russian territories, and that NATO's pledge of continued support shows it wants the conflict to continue. Statements reported by Russian state-owned media. Ukraine's military has made gains, including in the Sea of Azov, less than 50 miles from the devastated city of Mariupol.
That's where the Ukrainian Navy claims it has destroyed a Russian ship that was stationed in the port of Berdyansk. Now, while there are no independent confirmations of this, video posted on social media appears to show a huge fire with ensuing explosions at the port.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. The House committee probing the Capitol riot says a vote is now coming next week to consider contempt of Congress charges against two former Trump aides, Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino, who had been subpoenaed, but who have cited executive privilege concerns. Scavino saying he believes that issue is ultimately headed for the Supreme Court. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Three Muslim men are suing the Department of Homeland Security over how they were questioned when returning to the U.S. from overseas.
The ACLU in Minnesota and the ACLU Foundation of Southern California filed a suit on behalf of three men in federal court in California. The three men said they were asked questions about their Muslim faith, including how often they prayed, whether they were Shia or Sunni, and what mosque they attended. One plaintiff said he stopped wearing his Muslim prayer cap at the airport. Another said he's still haunted by the experience. The ACLU says the questioning is a violation of the men's First and Fifth Amendment rights, and they allege part of a broader 20-year practice of targeting Muslim American travelers. In an email response to an inquiry for comment, CBP said they don't comment on pending litigation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An anti-abortion bill is headed to the Arizona governor's desk. The state house voting along party lines to ban abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, similar to a Mississippi law that's already being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. Separately, the Arizona House voting to ban gender reassignment surgery for minors and is also taking up a bill to ban transgender athletes from playing on girls' sports teams. Two other Republican governors in Utah and Indiana vetoed similar measures this week. A return to work of sorts for a Hollywood star at the center of a deadly shooting on set.
Alec Baldwin set to make an acting comeback 5 months after the fatal shooting on the set of the film Rust, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Appearing in a pair of Italian Christmas features, Deadline has confirmed that Baldwin and his brother William Baldwin are flying to Italy to shoot Kid Santa and Billy's Magic World, two live-action animation hybrid family comedies. The brothers will be appearing in the live-action segments of the films.
Fox's Lillian Wu. An hour to the close, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 225. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.